Now, if there ever was a message that gets down to the nitty-gritty, it's this message here that deals with the tongue, because most of us find ourselves in this spot here where we recognize that the tongue gets us into trouble, and the tongue reveals who we are. Now, last time, James used the figure of speech of putting bits in the mouth of a horse, and the ship is guided with a very small rudder, a great ship is. And the tongue today, a tongue should be controlled like that. And he says in verse 5, where we begin today, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Now, the tongue can really get us into trouble. No question about that. And someone again has put it in words like this. A careless word may kindle strife. A cruel word may wreck a life. A bitter word may hate instill. A brutal word may smite and kill. A gracious word may smooth the way. A joyous word may light the day. A timely word may lessen stress. A loving word may heal and bless. So today we need to recognize the importance of the tongue. It's all important. It actually tells who we are and reveals who we are. So many people have written in and have been amazed the way we teach the word, which is a very simple method, which we use purposely because we believe that's the way it should be taught. As we've said, put the cookies on the bottom shelf so the kiddies can get them. And that means the grown people can get them down there also. And that's where it should be. And as God said, he didn't say, feed my giraffes. He said, feed my sheep. And a lot of little lambs. But the thing that had a tremendous effect upon me was many years ago. In fact, it was right after World War II, and it was when General Montgomery of the 8th Army in Italy, and he was that great British commander, he made a statement to the army before he left. He said to the army, and all of his generals were there, he says, command must be personal, and it must be verbal. Otherwise, it will have no success, because it's wrapped up in the human factor. Continuing on, he said this, I often have at the back of my mind a passage from the New Testament, except ye utter by the tongue words that are easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? That is 1 Corinthians 14:9. And that's the kind of tongue I want to speak in today, is a tongue that the little child, and I have letters from children, and that the older ones can. And as someone said, how in the world could that same message have brought a 9-year-old child to the Lord and at the same time brought a professor at the University of Ohio? I don't know. I must confess, I don't know. But I do believe that God blesses his word, and it must be taught simply.